Shalom and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Vayeshev and for Chanukah. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbat Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph is the Gemara that we learn so many of the halachot and the hashkafot, one can say, about Chanukah. And this is the Gemara that begins my Chanukah. And as Rashi says, the question is, what was the nes? Rashi's language, al eza nes kva'uha. What was the nes that they established Chanukah for? And the Gemara discusses, Tana Rabbanan, etc., goes through the whole story of the Yevanim and what they tried to do. And then the Gemara says, Kishenichnesu Yevanim laheichal, timu kol hashmanim shebaheichal, ukeshegavra malchut beit chashmonai unsachum, badku velomatsu alapach echad shel shemen, shahayamunach vechotamo shel kohen gadol, velo hayabo edlad lahadik yom echad, etc. The Gemara focuses purely on the oil after the war. They went into the Beit HaMikdash and they looked for oil that was tahor, and they only found one pach that had the seal that signified that it was tahor from the Kohen Gadol, and it was only enough to light the menorah for one day. And they lit it na'asenes vehidliku mimenu shmona yamim. They lit the menorah and it actually lasted 8 days, enough time to make new oil that was done b'tahara. And then l'shana acheret kva'um ve'asa'um yamim tovim behalel uvahoda'a. That is Chanukah. According to the Gemara, the reason why we celebrate, the reason why we say Hallel, the reason why we light candles, all of the celebrations and simchas that we do on Chanukah come because of the miracle of the oil. And one can ask a very simple but very fundamental question. There was another event, so to speak, that happened on Chanukah. B'nai Yisrael were this close to being destroyed spiritually and to being destroyed physically. We were being assimilated by the Yevanim. We were in a war. We were incredibly outnumbered. And b'derech hateva, if nature were allowed, so to speak, to take its course, we would not only have lost the war. Again, b'derech hateva, we would be destroyed. No Jews, no B'nai Israel, no Mikdash, that's it. It's a very nice story from Adam HaRishon all the way to the Chashmonai period. There was something called the Jews, and they're no longer. No such thing as Jews anymore. Again, B'derech HaTeva. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in His incredible kindness and generosity, created a huge miracle. We were saved from the brink of destruction. We were saved from the brink of extinction. And says the Gemara, that's not why we celebrate Chanukah. We celebrate Chanukah because we lit a menorah and it lasted for 8 days instead of one. It's a miracle, no question about it. But that's why we celebrate Chanukah. We celebrate Chanukah because of the miracle of the oil. Compared to the miracle of the war and the almost destruction of Klal Yisrael, the miracle of the oil seems small. Why would we be koveya? Why would we set, why would we establish a miracle, a chag, on a miracle that seems to be small and minor, especially in comparison to the greater miracle? The question can be made stronger. The halacha is tum'ah hutra betzibur. When a majority of Klal Yisrael is tameh, which is what the story was in that day, hutra betzibur, tum'ah is hutra. I could light the menorah and do other things in the Beit HaMikdash and also light the menorah. Betuma, I didn't even need that oil. So here we have this huge miracle of the war and a relatively minor, and excuse me for saying it, relatively unneeded miracle of the oil. Why would Chazal establish Chanukah for a miracle such as that? Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in his Sichos Musar in Ma'amar Tet Zayin asks this question, and in order to answer the question, he asks another question that is based on our parsha. We know the story, this week's parsha. Yosef gets into a struggle, so to speak, with his brothers. His brothers choose to kill him. Instead of killing him, though, they send him off to Mitzrayim. And on the way to Mitzrayim says, right before that, says the Torah. I'll go back a little bit, actually. In Perek Lamed Zayin, we'll begin in Pasuk Chav Dalet. Vayikachuhu vayashlichu otzo habora v'habor reik ein bo mayim. The brothers threw him into a pit, and there was no water there. Vayeshvu le'echo lechem vayisu einehem. Vayiru v'hine orchat ishma'elim ba'a migilad. Ugmalehem nosim nechoot utzri valot holchim lahorid mitzrayma. The Jews, the sons of Yaakov, sit down to eat, and they noticed that there was a caravan of Yishma'elim, merchants, moving along. And what was the merchandise? The merchandise was nechoot utzri valot, different kinds of spices, very sweet smelling spices, nechoot, tzri, and lot. Says Rashi on this pasuk, and it's quoting the Breishit Rabbah and the Mechilta. The Mechilta, though, is in Bishalach. Says Rashi, why do I care what they were carrying? Could have been bottles, it could have been gold, it could have been... what do I care? Why would the Torah tell me what they carried? Says Rashi, Lahodia matan scharan shel tzadikim, she'ein darkam shel arvi'im laseit ele neft v'itran. Usually, those kinds of merchants, those kinds of caravans, carried neft and itran, different kinds of very terribly smelling merchandise. Rashi says, Shereichan Ra, the odor was horrendous. Usually, the odor of the merchandise of these Ishmaelim was very foul-smelling, but Velazeh, but this one, miracle! Nizdamnu Besamim Shelo Yuzak Meireach Ra. This one, miracle! Usually they carry terribly foul-smelling merchandise. This time, they carried sweet-smelling spices, nechoot, tzri, and lot. And says the Sichos Musar of Chaim Shmulevitz, I don't understand. Yosef is at the bottom of the bottom of Jewish history. He is, his own brothers kidnapped him. His own brothers tried to kill him. His own brothers effectively did kill him. We don't know the end of the story. He's being sent off to some foreign land. What chance does little Yosef, not so little, but what chance does one person have in surviving spiritually, physically, in a foreign land, away from his father, away from his siblings? He's gone. That's it. There's no such thing as Yosef anymore. And here he is, he's sitting in this caravan, dark, chained up, being sent to who knows where, and yet there's a sweet-smelling spices in his little cell there. That's going to make Yosef feel better. That's going to lift his spirits. Why would Hashem give us that miracle? I'll say this a little bit bluntly, but I don't really mean this, but just for the sake of illustration, who cares? That's the problem. That's what you're happy about. Why would Hashem create that miracle? Sichos Musar says a really, really beautiful idea. And his answer is as follows, and it helps us understand what's going on in Hanukkah as well. It is true that Yosef was still in trouble. It is true that things look very bad. It is true that things look very dark. And precisely in that darkness, precisely in that despair, Hashem comes along and says, I'm with you. You're not lost. You are not forgotten. The opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am taking you by the hand, and I am taking you down to Mitzrayim. It's from a pasuk way back. It's a pasuk later. The way Hashem is going to speak to Yaakov when he says, Anochi ered imcha Mitzrayima, v'anochi a'alcha gam alo. I'm coming, I'm with you. Things look bad. Things have to go this way. You have to go down to Mitzrayim, and things are going to work out. I'm with you. Little thing. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz calls it a little kiss. It's a little memory, a little reminder. I'm with you. And Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, if you get a chance to look there, the Sichos Musar gives a number of examples throughout Tanakh of very similar examples of tiny little miracles as compared to larger events. And he says, this is the way that Hashem works. Hashem works in reminding me, I'm with you, small little things. I am reminded of, you can imagine a certain soldier off in battle, far away from land, from his home. And there are bombs flying, and there are bullets flying overhead, chas v'shalom, and rockets here, and danger. And he's hungry, and he's tired, and he's dirty, and he's homesick, and he's cold, and things are bad. And yet, in his pocket, he takes out every once in a while a picture, perhaps, of his wife. And he says, and his wife's not there. The war is not over. There's bullets still flying overhead. Yeah, but I'm not doing this alone. I'm fighting for other people. I'm doing this for the good, the greater good. It's not over. The badness, so to speak, is still there. But a little reminder, a little kiss, so to speak, from home, a little taste of home, let's remember that I'm not alone. And that's what Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz says is what's happening in Vayeshev by Yosef. Says Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, that is exactly what is happening with Hanukkah. B'nai Yisrael, it's true, B'nai Yisrael had a huge, huge miracle. Phenomenal miracle. Winning the war, Rabim Be'ad Me'atim, huge. And Hashem, in the middle of that huge miracle, we celebrate the actual reason to fix and to establish Hanukkah is the reminder that that whole war is really from Hashem. I'm with you. You're not alone. I can take you by the hand, a small kiss, so to speak, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is what Hanukkah is about. It's the reminder that even when things look bad, it's the reminder that even when things don't seem to go so well, a reminder, a small little picture, a tiny little message from God, I'm here, I'm with you. Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz does not ask the following question, but I think it can be answered in the same way. What's fascinating, it's really an incredible, if you think about it, the Gemara that we just quoted, as we said, focused almost exclusively on the miracle of the oil. And we just explained that that's the reason why they were koveya, the chag. But if you take a look for a moment at the text of the Al HaNisim that you and I add during Shmoneh Esrei and that you and I add during Birkat HaMazon, we'll notice something very interesting. Al HaNisim, Al HaNisim ve'al HaPurkan ve'al HaGvurot, etc. We say that on Hanukkah and Purim. And then on Hanukkah, we add, B'mei Matityahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol Chashman Yevanav Kisham Da Malchut Yavan HaRashalam Chai Yisrael. And there was a war, and they tried to destroy us. Ravta at Rivam, Danta at Dinam, Nakamta at Nikmatam. You fought for us, and you handed over Giborim Biad Chalashim, and Rabim Biad Me'atim, and Tmeim Biad Torim, Urshayim Biad Tzadikim. It's all about the war, 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 war. And then, one tiny comment, V'achar Kein Ba'u Vanecha Lidvir Beitecha, and they Hidliku Neirot Bechatzot Kodshecha, and V'kavu Shmonat Yamim. What happened to the oil? I thought you told me the Gemara was talking about the oil. There's barely a mention about the oil, a little bit, but mostly about the war. Whereas in the Gemara, it's barely a mention about the war and primarily about the oil. What's going on here? And perhaps one can suggest, based on the Sichos Mesor, I think one can suggest the following answer according to his perspective. When it comes to the halachic question that the Gemara is asking, why am I koveya? Why did I establish Hanukkah? The answer is, as we just said, that little kiss, that little reminder, that little holding of the hand, I'm with you. That is the kvi'ut. That's why I established Hanukkah. However, in Al HaNisim, which we say in benching, and which we say in davening, and we don't just say it in davening, we say it during modim, we say it during the hoda'ah, when we're thanking God. And same is true in benching, in nodelecha, in the brachot, where we say thank you. Well, that's something else. Thank you is not specific about why I established Hanukkah. Thank you is, I want to thank you for something you gave me. The example would be, if I gave you an automobile, and in the automobile, I put on the front seat a donut. So, it's true that a donut is a little extra special, it's a nice little thing, and you say thank you for that. But if I'm asking you, why are you saying thank you? I'm primarily saying thank you for the automobile. That's the definition of my thank you. The greater the specificity, the greater the example and the awareness of what I received, the greater the thank you. So when it comes to Al HaNisim, which is primarily established, which is established for saying thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you saved us in the war. Thank you very much. But the actual Chag was Nikba. The actual Chag was established to remind us today, and to remind us tomorrow, and to remind us every single day and week and month and year of our lives, to remind us that no matter what happens, and chas v'shalom, no matter how bleak things seem to be, Hashem is always with us. Everyone have a Shabbat Shalom and a Chanukah Sameach.